Savabhuma Bhattacharya once asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a question. This question said, why did Ishvara Puri, your spiritual master, keep a servant who was a sutra? He could not understand this. And the answer which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him was something quite unexpected. I think we all understand that a spiritual master can initiate devotees from a lower group of society. If he is powerful enough, he can transform them. Prabhupada writes, the conclusion is that an empowered spiritual master is authorized by Krishna and his own guru and should therefore be considered as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That is the verdict of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So as Hari is not subject to mundane rules and regulations, the spiritual master empowered by him is also not subject. An authorized spiritual master empowered by Krishna can spread the glories of the holy name of the Lord, for he has power of attorney from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See, the general rule is, if a spiritual master accepts someone from a lower group of society, he can become contaminated and lose his spiritual status. I have just heard about another rule, which, you know, when a spiritual master keeps a relationship to a disciple who is fallen, then the spiritual master also becomes fallen. It is the duty of a spiritual master to reject a disciple who has broken his, promises made in an initiation. So I quickly go to another subject matter, because this is quite intense. I'm still thinking about this. So, on hearing the question, Hari Bol, rare Gäste, wir sind gesegnet. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by Savabhuma Bhattacharya, why did he keep a low-class servant, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why did Ishvara Puri keep a low-class servant? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and my spiritual master Ishvara Puri are completely independent. Therefore, neither the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead nor that of Ishvara Puri is subject to any Vedic rules and regulations. The mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues, the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not restricted to the jurisdiction of caste and creed. Vidura was a sutra, yet Krishna accepted lunch at his home. And then comes the verse which I really thought to lecture about this evening. Lord Krishna's mercy is dependent only on affection. Being obliged only by affection, Lord Krishna acts very independently. Prabhupada now gives a beautiful purport. This means that Krishna is really beyond all Vedic rules or Varnashram rules, but Krishna becomes impressed when he sees the affection of his devotees. And when Krishna sees this affection of the devotees, it is described, something happens with his heart. His heart becomes agitated, and waves of mercy come from that heart and flow to the devotees. We hear Lord Krishna's mercy is dependent only on affection. Being obliged only by affection, Lord Krishna acts very independently. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is merciful, but his mercy does not depend on mundane rules and regulations. He is dependent only on affection and nothing else. Service to Lord Krishna can be rendered in two ways. One can serve the Lord in affection or in veneration. When service is rendered in affection, it is the Lord's special mercy. When service is rendered in veneration, it is doubtful whether Krishna's mercy is actually involved. If Krishna's mercy is there, it is not dependent on any prescribed caste or creed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to inform Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that Lord Krishna is the spiritual master of everyone, and he does not care for mundane caste or creed. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cited the example of Lord Krishna's accepting food at the house of Vidura, who was a Shudra by birth. By the same token, Ishwarapuri, an empowered spiritual master, could show mercy to anyone. As such, he accepted Govinda, although the boy was born in a Shudra family. When Govinda was initiated, he became a Brahmana and was accepted as Ishwarapuri's personal servant. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sri Sanatana Goswami states that one who is initiated by a bona fide spiritual master immediately becomes a Brahmana. A pseudo spiritual master cannot transform a person into a Brahmana, but an authorized spiritual master can do so. This is the verdict of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Shastras and all the Goswamis. In conclusion, Lord Chaitanya concludes this part of his answer. Dealings in affection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead bring happiness many millions of times greater than dealings with him in awe and veneration. Simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, the devotee is merged in transcendental bliss. So this is a very, very nice subject for which could conclude our little vrata, which some of us have performed today, a vrata where we wanted to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Manjulali has made a forest flower outfit today for Radha Madan Mohan. Those who have seen it have fainted in ecstasy. And Anandini today has cooked totally for the pleasure of Radha Madan Mohan, because today it's not possible to have a little pleasure of the Mahaprasadam. So, and others have today chanted extra number of rounds. Others have tried to meditate about Krishna. So a very nice day finishes where we have tried to offer the Lord a little affection. It is this devotional service in affection, this word here is sneha, which actually pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead very much. Someone who just follows the worship of Lord Krishna out of duty, it is doubtful if he has the mercy of Krishna and can please him. I think we often feel that in our lives. When we don't have affection, we do our 16 rounds out of duty. But we somehow feel maybe Krishna is not so satisfied. And also we are not very satisfied. Have you noticed that when you do something out of duty? Because the sense to do something out of duty springs from the intelligence. I must do this. It is better if I do it than if I don't do it. But affection for Krishna springs out of the soul. So the question for us as devotees very much is how can we come to this level where we can serve Krishna out of affection? How can we come to the level where we can chant the holy name full with love and priti purvakam is a Sanskrit word. And today, in my little imperfect ways, I would like to try to give an answer to this very important question, which of course has I believe moved all of us at different times. How can our Krishna consciousness be alive with affection? In order to answer this question, I would like to go with you to a very nice scene which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes. He describes how Vijay and Vrajanath, two sadhakas, come to the bhajan kutiya of Srila Raghunath Das Babaji Maharaj. You can understand it. This bhajan kutiya is next to the site of the Ganga. It's evening time. The big, big ball of the sun has drowned itself into the lap of Mother Ganga and blissfully is now swimming in Mother Ganga. There is a nice sweet breeze and nice little birds are chirping. Here and there you may hear some Vaishnava chanting bhajan, and Raghunath Das Babaji Maharaj has chanted the whole day, and now the devotees asked him, can you please tell us some secrets about chanting the holy name? And Raghunath Das Babaji knows that his two guests are extremely serious and really want to hear some transcendental subject from him. He then refers them to a book of Jagadananda Pandit, which is Prema Vivata. And as we will study this book together with the two sadhakas in this beautiful atmosphere, we will most probably get a very nice understanding. Now I will have to first take care of my youngest listener, Mandali. Das finde ich ganz toll, dass du heute zur Vorlesung gekommen bist. Vielen herzlichen Dank. Ich könnte mir vorstellen, dass ich heute so ein bisschen so Themen lecture, die so ein bisschen schwer zu verstehen sind, weil ich auch in Englisch bin. Aber du kannst ja spielen auf dem Tisch, so verschiedene Spiele. Adi Shesh hat da bestimmt schon Ideen, oder? Ja, gut. Ein Malbuch, gut, Mandali. Bleib noch mit uns und mal ganz kräftig und dann kann Adi Shesh so zuhören. Und, also du schaffst das, halt durch, du schaffst das. Gut. So here comes one secret. My dear brothers, a person cannot purely chant Krishna Nam in the company of non-devotees. The sound and the syllables may be uttered, but that is not real chanting. And then Raghunathas Babaji explains to them, if you chant in the company of non-devotees, you will also become most properly non-devotional. You will have no devotion. And then when you chant, your chanting is at best namabhas, but mostly namaparat. And then he says, what should be done? Here, he says, if you really desire to chant Krishna Nam purely, who of you desires to chant Krishna Nam purely? Oh, this is a good group. Earnestly seek Sadhu Sangha, the company of the pure devotees of Sri Krishna. Reject all unwanted cravings for sense enjoyments, liberation, mystic power, and other material desires. And then he gives other advices to avoid the 10 offenses and so on, to accept everything what is favorable, and so on and so forth. And then he says, bear in mind, that is, remember that Sri Krishna always protects and maintains every jiva. With deep humility, submit your life and soul to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, which will free you from unwanted material desires. Now, let us summarize what we have heard so far. We have heard that the most important point for someone who wants to chant purely the holy name is to chant in the association of sadhus, and more than that, chant in the association of these devotees who have this great faith in the holy name. Now, we have heard that Krishna will take care, he will protect you, that you will find such association. Now the question is, how do we find this association? How does Krishna arrange this association for us? Here it continues. The omniscient Supreme Lord Sri Krishna knows how rarely the jiva may find actual sadhu sangha. So he has come personally as a pure devotee to Nadia. Therefore, all who are endowed with superior intelligence must take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga, because Sri Gauranga is the perfect sadhu and guru. In other words, Jagadananda Pandit says, if you want to find satsanga or sadhusanga, go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, my dear devotees, what does this mean? We are here in the year 2000 and I don't know what is it, 6 or 7 or whatever it is, 2005. We are in the year 2005. How can we associate? Now, how can we chant in the association of Lord Gauranga? Have you ever thought about this? Ram Gopal, it seems you are still thinking about this question, how to improve your japa. But here is the solution. Chant in the association of the perfect sadhu and guru who is Gauranga. My dear devotees, if you wish to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is described that you must meditate about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you must think about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in your heart and serve his mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world to give what no other incarnation has given before, that is pure love of Krishna. He has promised that everywhere where the holy name is chanted, there he will appear to go together with Chaitanya, with Nityananda, and give the chanter this pure love of Krishna. He has said further on that the devotee who wishes to chant the name purely must avoid the 10 offenses which he does, which come up in the chanting of the holy name. Especially there are 3 of the 10 offenses which are absolutely to be avoided. That is Vaishnav Aparad, Guru Aparad, and to perform sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. Lord Krishna will not accept someone who chants in such a way. Furthermore, I would like to present to you that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really spread some type of bhakti which was not known before. That is a very ecstatic type of bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested this bhakti or showed it publicly when he returned from Gaya. It is described that the people of Navadvip were very, very sad that Mahaprabhu had remained absent for such a long time. So they came to the edge of the village of Navadvip and they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there was something different with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, they were polite and they were, his whole looks were different. And they asked him different question. How was it in Gaya? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would answer and explain something. In the midst of his answers, he would sometimes stop and he would look into the far distance and tears would come in his eyes. Amongst those who greeted him was Sriman Pandit, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Sriman Pandit, I will tell you what is in my heart tomorrow at the house of Shuklambar, das Brahmachari. Tell other devotees to come there. And then he said, I can't talk now, there. My relatives are here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would talk, and in the evening he went to his mother, who was extremely happy to have her son back. But as she looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was something so different. What was different is that from the evening till late in the night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried and just chanted, O Krishna, where are you? O Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. And he cried. His mother was speechless. Her son had never done this. He had read the books in the evening. He had debated sometimes. He had sat with his students at the bank of Mother Ganga and discussed different subjects. But now he was all this crying. What was troubling his heart? Mother Sachi was asking. But like a mother who just loves her child, she didn't want to interrupt him and speak with him. The next morning, Sriman Pandit came to one place where the Vaishnavas would gather. This was a very interesting place, and I just read this this morning about it. It was a jasmine flower bearing tree, which would bear jasmine flowers throughout the seasons. It was never possible that this jasmine flower bearing trees did not give jasmine flowers. All the devotees picked flowers from this tree, and more and more and more and more flowers would come. So they would go, because this flower tree had come from Vaikuntha into the courtyard of Srivas Pandit, and he just stayed there and just gave flowers as a service to the devotees in Gauranga Leela. Srishtikata is worshipping Giriraj, and I think you use flowers also now at this time of the year from the garden. This is so the devotees also had all their shilas, their giriyajas, and so on. And they all came to this tree each morning because it always had the best flowers. And they picked them. And they exchanged news. So Srimad Pandit came. It was like the news agency. And he said, my mighty Vaishnavas, do you know what? What? They said, Nimai Pandit has returned from Gaya, and he's crying always, Krishna, Krishna. And he said we should come today in the house of Shuklambara Pandit, and he would explain himself. Let's go. Oh, very good, very good. And Shivas Pandit asked Sriman Pandit, what is he doing? How is he like? Well, he seems to be full of love of Krishna. Then Shivas Pandit said one sentence, may our family increase. May our family of devotees increase. This seems to be a natural desire of devotees. Just like now we only speak English in our Goloka Dham. So we have said today to Ram Gopal, we need some German bhaktas now. Let our family increase. And he has also accepted this. And he now has to think about this very seriously. I also have to think about, not that we like so much that our English-speaking devotees are there. But then we can have two lectures, one in German, one in English, each with 100 devotees, if possible. They can all live in their houses and come for the classes. Anyways, I saw in the Shivananda Center there are many, many people always, a few hundred. It is possible if we become a little bit alive in Krishna consciousness, it is possible. Anyway, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Shuklambara Das Brahmachari. And all the devotees, you know, were looking at him and they really wanted to hear a long discussion. And wanted to, they were getting ready that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would talk for, like he used to talk for, you know, like a scholar. No one could interrupt him. He would just present some point and make other points. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came right to the point and he said, "Where is Krishna? Can any one of you show me Krishna?" And then he's asked again, "Where is Krishna?" And then a third time, and this time his voice shrieked. Seine Stimme brach. "Where is Krishna?" You know, the devotees, what is going on? Then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into his ecstasy, he started to fall on the ground. He started to cry so much that the whole earth became muddy. The next thing they heard was that the house before which they sat started to crash down because Gadadhar was there. He had held himself on the pillar which holds the roof of the house. And then he just, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried so much after Krishna, he lost his balance and he fell down and broke the pillar of that veranda. But no one noticed anything because by now they were all on the ground crying for several hours. They just cried. They couldn't stop crying. And they felt something which they had never felt before. Please know, these devotees were devotees before. They had tried to bring Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into Krishna consciousness. They had told to him, "Pandit, Nimai Pandit, it would be so nice if you also would leave this useless discussion about philosophical subjects from the Shastras and become a devotee and chant." But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just started to argue with them. "Do you know the scriptures, you sentimental devotees?" And he had challenged them, and the devotees had run away from him. And they had fled him. Gadadhar, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come on one side of the road, and Gadadhar saw him, he just stopped and went the other direction. Because he didn't want to come into an argument with Nimai Pandit. So they were devotees. They knew what was bhakti. But they did not know what was the bhakti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had not experienced this. This crying and this calling out for Krishna. This was totally new for them. And they also did not have a medicine, a remedy, an answer. Obviously, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying and he was suffering. And the devotees didn't know how to help him in this situation. He really was in need. It was not that, Krishna, yes, so. There was, Prabhupada said, it was the Govinda necessity. Which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt. So they didn't know this type of bhakti. They did not know this type of feeling. They did not know this intensity of devotion. But they became infected by it and they began to feel it also. And they started to swim in the blissful madness of Krishna consciousness. I know you are in Germany, and in Germany it's the nervous Germans don't like to hear that one should become mad in Krishna consciousness. But please, devotees, just think a little bit. It's good to be in love and to have this loving ecstasy in the heart. It will cure all your worries. You know, when you dance in kirtan, only a devotee who is free from anxieties can dance. Have you noticed this? When you go to a devotee who is on the side, you know, and you try to grab him and induce him to dance, he will go like, "Leave me, Prabhu. What's this?" You know, because he's so much in anxiety about his life and things, he cannot enjoy the simple bliss of kirtan. And most probably, it's good if he just stands a little reserved on the side of the kirtan and just lets the kirtan move his heart, you know. But it's even better if you can feel the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came really to give this. Now, and he had a way how he would give this ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. He gave it through the chanting of the holy name. If someone follows the advices of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about chanting the holy name, then he will become absorbed first in the form of Lord Krishna, and he will think about the qualities of Krishna, and the thoughts will overwhelm him. Oh, Krishna is so merciful. Krishna is so grateful for whatever service is rendered to him. And then he will start to think of the pastimes of Krishna. Here, Jagadananda Pandit teaches, day and night chant Krishna Nam incessantly like Srila Haridas Thakur. In your heart, be absorbed in the Ashtakalya Leela service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the bowers of Vrindavan. You know, he speaks of an advanced state of Krishna consciousness where the devotee sees the Leela of Krishna before his very eyes and actually also participates in some service in those Leelas. See, Krishna descends to, again, how do we get there? See, Krishna descends to the material universe in the form of Krishna Nam, simply out of compassion for the conditioned jivas. Moreover, not long ago, to display specialni milosti, special mercy to the fallen jivas of Kali Yuga, Sri Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gauradham, Navadvip. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and dance in ecstasy. Very quickly you will be favored with the most treasured object, Nam Prema. My dear devotees, this is actually the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told his the people that they should start to chant, observing the simple rule to serve the Vaishnavas with a heart which is free from enviousness and to show mercy to the fallen souls. This is all what he said to the people of Kali Yuga. You might now, we are advised to chant, and we should do so following the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oops, now I have made a mistake. In this book, which I have just gotten, which Tridasha Roy has carried from the Karuna Bhavam here to serve you, there it is, there are some meditations about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are given, which can, how do you say, move your heart. It is said, those who have not the slightest inclination for practicing yoga, meditation, japa, austerity, renunciation, sense control, study of the Vedas, or pure living. That's us, you know, we don't have so much inclination for this. Indeed, even those who don't even have a liking to abstain from sinful activities, they can change their heart by the sudden and unexpected appearance in this material world of the most munificent Sri Chaitanya Dev, whose heart contains the cream of compassion and kindness. It's that cream of compassion. You know, cream becomes liquid because it's like buttercream and melts. So Lord Chaitanya has a heart full of cream, and when he sees you thinking, or a cream-like heart, a butter-soft heart, when he sees you chanting and trying to follow him, his heart will melt, his butter-like heart will melt, and waves of mercy will come into the heart which is filled with dirty things, adharma. Prabhupada once said, our heart is filled up with all dirty things, adharma. It's very difficult to purify the heart. Who also thinks like this? It's very difficult, really. But it is possible. Even if the hard-hearted, stone-hearted heart is there, it can be melted, it can be reformed. How? Ishangri Sevaya. Isha means the Supreme Lord Krishna. Angri means his lotus feet. Sevaya, service. This is possible. So if you do try to chant your holy name and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very, very deep way, you know, really make a decision. I want to be a servant of Sri Gaurahari. Then you will get the mercy. And the way this happens is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is constantly in ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, and when you try to serve him and follow his process, you will also get ecstasy in your heart. Here is a description which I always like to meditate about. At least in Vrindavan, I always had this meditation. Incessant tears, like oblations from his eyes, stream down his pale cheeks. Alas! Can there be no cessation to the shedding of such a waterfall? Deep sighs engender loud lamentation. He goes like, oh, and laments. And he cries out, Ha Krishna! Pondering, where is his Krishna? Such a shimmering scene was presented by Sri Gaurahari, lost as he was in the moods of separation. I remember once Gogovinda Maharaj came from Africa, and he came and one devotee asked him, how can we obtain in our chanting attraction to the chanting and life in the chanting? And he said, you must chant in the association of a true sadhu. And he said, it's similar to with this scene. Someone is weeping because he has lost his dear beloved mother or father. He's sincerely crying, and you come into this mood. You meet these people who cry sincerely, and then you also start to cry. In Orissa, this is always, there is a scene when the girl is married, she leaves the house of the parents and all the relatives, you know, they know her since she was so little and walked naked, you know, in the mud, and now she's big, and she leaves the house, and then the father and mother cry, and the relatives come, they also cry, and then someone comes, you know, some other person comes who happens to just stumble into the scene, he also begins to cry. I remember Ananga Manjari, you were crying on Nityananda's appearance day in happiness. And then Chaitanya Priya, saw you crying. And she immediately cried. You were really crying. And I thought, what was this? Well, is something wrong here? And I looked at you and you were crying so much, so I also started to cry. I didn't know why you were crying. Later I found out it was tears of happiness, isn't it? Because you got a name which you had dreamt about. That this is your name. And I remember everyone who came in contact with Ananka Manjari started to really crying. I mean, really intense, isn't it? It was not small crying, big crying. So when someone has a certain mood, if it's really ausgeprägt, you know, the mood, when it's really prominent, and you come into the presence of this person, then you also seem to develop this mood. Or do you know when you're with this mental people, you know? Then also, after some time, you also go... Have you noticed? You go like, everything is wrong. Everything is bad. You know, it happens. It comes from their heart into your mood. Why do you love it? It is your experience, I suppose. Yes, it's my experience also. You really have to go like, Hari Bol! And they go, yeah. This is a fact. So we need to come into the association of a sadhu with whom we chant. Therefore, we have this. We want to introduce today this machine for your pleasure. But of course it doesn't work. Because whenever I have technique... Wait a minute. Maybe it works. I shouldn't.
Krishna Hari, Krishna 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 Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna Hari, Krishna 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 Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna Hari, Krishna 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 Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, Hari.
My chant machine from Peter Pühler. This is something, or you mentally walk into the association of a real sadhu. See, it is so difficult to find a real sadhu and be in his presence. And I must really tell you, I became intimidated once in my life. I thought, well, Prabhupada has left. I really need some sadhu association. And now there are also different Gaudiya groups who go around and say, we have the Mahabhagavat. Believe us. And they say there is no chance for you if you cannot, if you are not initiated with this Mahabhagavat. Look at your ISKCON gurus. They are always managing and always stressed. Are they Mahabhagavat? You know, and then your heart goes like, oh, yeah. That's very difficult to answer this question. Maybe Radhanath Maharaj is, but, you know. And you think like this, especially in Germany. So, but I always thought there's something wrong in this interpretation, that you must go to someone, and I have also looked at these devotees who say they are Mahabhagavat, and at the end you are always left to say, well, let them say and let the others say, but most publicly I will also say they are, not in order to avoid Vaishnava aparad, but I have also heard this and I have seen this and I can also feel something, but it becomes a very difficult subject, you know, when you go into this. But if you study Raghunath Das Goswami's Mana Shiksha, he says also there is a difficulty to find in this world a super Mahabhagavat. Then he says, go to Giriraj. He is such a dear devotee. I believe that Shishtikata and Gaurabhavani, they feel from Giriraj a very devotional mood comes, isn't it? Sometimes you have told me they have, Giriraj has saved you at different times of your life already, that we have heard. We can all, maybe after this lecture, we can go to go Shishtikata and Gaurabhavani and have quick darshan of Giriraj. This time we will not eat anything because it's, we are uncomplicated guests. That's one. And then here it says Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who you see him in your mind's eye as he chants the name of Krishna in pure love of Godhead. And as a result, when you have this in your mind and in your heart, you also become affected by this. It really works. I know some of you don't like to meditate for some reason, but it really works. You know, when you enter into the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by reading about him and so on, or if you do something to move into the presence of Srila Prabhupada. A little while ago, I met one devotee, and he said to me, I don't know what's wrong with me, Sachinanda Maharaj, but I just can't read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is something wrong with me? And I said, what is with Briha Bhagavatamrita? No, that's a good book, but when I read Chaitanya Charitamrita, something happens in my heart. I said, the Bhagavatam? I don't know, this is a nice book, and you know, and so on. But for me, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then I was very, very, very disturbed in me. I thought, well, I have nothing to say to you. Glories to you. How long do you read Chaitanya Charitamrita? Every day, like 2 hours, I have to have it. Then I feel just very blissful.
And may I ask, what gives you so much bliss? Well, I don't know. I somehow feel Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present. And I read the purport. And you know, sometimes Prabhupada says we need to always chant and so on. And then he also talks, we have to become free from envy. It's just the right doses for me. It's very practical. It's right on my level. And as I listened to the devotee, I looked at the devotee and I thought, does this devotee want to preach to me that it was a god brother of mine, that because you know, it's known. I hope I don't disappoint you, but I like to read everything. I'm so curious. It's amazing. It becomes more and more and more every month. You know, I have, if I would show you, I have about 10 devotional books. And I want to read them, and I can't sleep in the night because I wake up and go to the books and read them. But I read everything. So that sometimes I feel a little, am I normal? You know? And I feel it would be nice if I could just read on a long time only Prabhupada's books, because I also feel when you read properly Prabhupada's books, it just does something to your heart. So I thought this devotee wants to preach to me so that I become more a reader of Prabhupada's books. I thought this is how he preaches to me. So I continued to ask him and did my psychotest with him and tried to make some, you know, make some fallen, where he would, you know, but he really was real. He really told me what he felt. And then I said, anyways, now I'm also going to do it. I was in Heidelberg. I said to the devotees, I'm sick. I was a little sick, but not so much sick to not read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then I read for 2 hours Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I felt after this, my worries and anxieties were gone. And I was asking myself, why do I experience such a bliss in my old age? I shouldn't have so much bliss, because at the moment I have many worries, and worries about money, and worries about devotees who behave so unexpected and who have no love in their heart, and you know, I'm again very much in distress about things and so on. And all of a sudden I felt so blissful. I said, what is wrong here? Or what is going on? And I decided to look deeply into this. And then I read in Jiva Dharma, again, I must tell you, I'm reading everything. And I found this, that, okay, higher association is difficult to God get, but those who have some superior intelligence must take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga, because Sri Gauranga is the perfect sadhu and guru. Gaura bhai, sadhu guru kebe ache on. Oh, Hare Krishna. So, this is my explanation, that somehow you enter into the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. See, there are two ways of reading a book. One is with your eyes and with your mind. That is very often also the intellectual type of reading. You read and get the informations out. The other type of reading is with your heart. Did you know that the heart can also read? But that reading with the heart is different. When you read with the heart, you read in a prayerful mood, and you allow the content of what you are reading to touch your heart. You sometimes stop, you think, You asked how this could apply to your life, and you begin to follow the subjects which you have heard, and as a result, some association starts. Some association with the sadhu,
of and with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is possible, in other words, to contact Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to contact contact him, although it's not the time. The example of this is Srivas Pandit. I don't know if I should tell you, but Srivas Pandit, when he was around 15 years, was a very wild person. This is explained in Chaitanya Chandradayanataka. He was really wild, and then in the dream, he was living in Navadvip. He heard a voice, Srivas, when you turn 16, you will die because you're too wild. It's just, and in some ways, I was also like this. I got some astrological foretelling and had many times dreams when I was a child that I would die around 30. And I almost died, you know. I was in the operation table and I fell from the operation table and my belly opened, it had, and my intestines went all over the thing, you know. It's really intense. Hare Krishna. And anyways, Krishna has done many times in my life. Made me a little smaller. And so Srivas Pandit heard this. So that's why on his 16th birthday, he went to Devananda Pandit, where there was a Bhagavatam reading, and he thought, let me die in the Bhagavatam lecture. That's always good. You know, if you die like this. Then he heard, actually, he heard this Bhagavatam subject, and then he fell down from the balcony into a heap of straw, and he heard this voice, you will not die this time, chant the Hare Krishna mantra always. And this was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had appeared to him and given him this warning. If this continues, you will die when you are on your 16th birthday. And then when he fell down, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also saved him like this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can come to you. Please don't doubt it. And he can create this ecstatic feeling of a devotee in your heart. That's why in Kali Yuga, we should always take shelter at the beautiful lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And that will change and melt our heart. Some of you have gone to the self-improvement transformational seminar. Some of you are also continuing with telephone seminar improvement skills. Because you wish so much that your heart is transformed. But do you know that there is a spiritual way as well? There may be different ways, and they may have also their relative value for you. Yes, if it works for you, they're wonderful and fine, and you should be encouraged. But there is also a spiritual way, and that is if you chant in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and meditate about how he cries for Krishna. This really works. You should see in your mind's eye the beautiful shaved up form of the shaved up head of the Lord and see his tears running down, and you should be moved by this. Because the moment you do this, you will cry. And I will prove this to you. One day when you have forgotten this lecture, I will make you cry. I have already made this plan. I will start crying and you will start to cry. But this I will do when you have forgotten this lecture, so that you really know what it feels. I have seen this in listening to these lectures of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and you know, when you hear these lectures, he's crying, he's very moved, and the whole hall is just crying. He's crying very intensely. Because who wouldn't cry? You know, this is a very, very good moment to cry, very good to, nice to cry. And because you feel the association, the intenseness of the situation, and you just have to go blap and cry. So this is also here with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear devotees, we should think of this. When will we become ecstatic in Krishna consciousness? Especially here in Goloka Dham, I feel we have such a wonderful chance, because this really starts to develop into a holy Dham. My God brothers come now to me. Previously they would say to me, I will never again go to Goloka Dham. I said, why? This is so nice. Goloka Dham. And they said, no, when we, there were always arguments with the devotees from morning till evening and so on. And I said, they're nice devotees. They're just a little, modern times, you know, it will also change. You know, we always are like this and then like this. So don't take it so serious. And now the devotees come and say, Goloka Dham is so nice. I said, why? They say, first they say because of Radha Madan Mohan. That's what everyone says. And then the second thing they say is the devotees are very nice. Really? Same devotees? Yes. And so on. Something seems to happen. And then they say, it must be because of you, Sachinanda Maharaj. And they say, I have nothing to do with this. Absolutely nothing. What I have learned in the last years in Germany, that I am not in control of anything. This I have learned. And I'm proud of it, because I think this is Krishna consciousness. I think I have made some advancement in Krishna consciousness. It's Krishna who is controlling the minds of his devotees. And so on. The cows? No. When we lecture in Govardhan, then the cows are coming by, cling, 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 cling. But when we are in Goloka Dham, and don't get cows, you know, this is... goats is also nice, it is. In Vrindavan, many goats are there. Hare Krishna. So, my dear brothers, serve the dear associates of Sri Gauranga with sincerity and a non-envious heart. This will guarantee that you reach the safe harbor of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna. I hope I could convince you. If not, then I will try another time when... Hare Krishna. My main focus today was to chant in the association of the perfect Guru and the perfect Sadhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, we are feeling very affectionate towards Srila Prabhupada. He has saved our lives, all of our lives, and we can also come into his presence. Today I saw our Adishesh Prabhu, who is our well-educated educator, and he was sitting comfortably on the bank and reading a book, and I asked him, what book are you reading? And he showed me the book, Prabhupada, the Friend of All, isn't it? This is a very good... bist du schon ordentlich weit oder bist du gerade angefangen? Ach so, dann kannst du noch nicht sagen. Noch nicht so viel sagen. It's a real good book. Gaurahari also reads this. And Vishwadev, habe ich dir das eigentlich geschenkt schon? Oder ich schenke das? Hast du es denn? Dann schenke ich dir. It's really a special book which helps you to understand Prabhupada. See, in our ISKCON institution, we have more or less only a picture of Srila Prabhupada as a head of an institution, because that's how we got to know him. But we see the Prabhupada who is on his office table, in other words, pushing on a movement. But in that book, we see Prabhupada who is in Vrindavan, chanting from morning till evening, having deep realizations, having visits of Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami. You know, we see this Prabhupada. And I believe, especially for devotees who are a little older, it's important to get a complete picture of Srila Prabhupada, and so that they can have some faith. Some faith we all have, but some increased faith. So, Hare Krishna, I will end here. I'm sorry, I tried my best to... But it's a little vata today. But I hope I could make an important point to all of you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.